Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's do it. All right, look, yesterday the big story that broke was that the New England Patriots had been caught up in what may be another cheating scandal. We didn't know, you know, a ton yesterday. They actually released their second statement of the day toward the end of our show, really like the last 5 minutes of the show.
It was telling that they had to come back with a second one, wasn't it, a little bit?
And obviously we've had more time to think about it. We've had more time to see reports that have come out. And Rob, here's my reaction to the whole thing right now. Then I want to get yours, of course. As people that listened to the show yesterday heard, my first reaction was no way. No way.
But they couldn't be dumb enough.
You've already been caught cheating twice. There's no way you would do this again, especially for the freaking Bengals. So I gave them the benefit of the doubt, even though with their track record, they really don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But I believe their story that they clearly told every NFL reporter, because we heard it from NFL Network, ESPN, local reporters, that this was for their Do Your Job feature series that goes on their website, which is a series that they do, and that it was just... You know, they were filming this scout. They told the Bengals that, or the Browns, that they needed to get into their facility for credentials to do this, but they didn't tell the Bengals and the NFL and so on and so forth. And then, of course, during our show, as I said, toward the end, the Patriots come out with a statement that, indeed, they videotaped the sidelines of the Cincinnati Bengals, who they happen to play next week.
I just so happened. Isn't that unusual?
Well, wow. That's part of the thing, Rob, is that we know that this organization pays more attention to detail than any in the league, if not any in sports.
Yep.
Right? Everything is buttoned up. You don't see any of their players step out of line. They all, quote unquote, do their job. And so we're supposed to believe that the Patriots, who dot all their I's and cross all their T's, they were absent-minded. It never crossed their mind to let the Bengals know we're going to be at the game, videotaping this scout. It never crossed their mind to let the NFL know we're going to be at the game, videotaping this scout for this feature. And you hired a crew, an independent crew of videographers, but it never crossed your mind to tell them, hey, look, in case you haven't heard, in case you've been living under a rock, we had this situation called Spygate a few years ago.
It cost Bill Belichick $500,000.
Right. The league is watching us. Make sure you only videotape the scout. Don't look toward the field. Don't get on the sidelines. Just the scout. I'm sorry. And everybody on here knows, I'm not a Patriots basher. I'm not a Patriots hater. I've said Belichick and Brady are the GOATs. But I cannot. I mean, I'm sorry. It just stretches the... it's asking you to believe too much to think that they had nothing to do with this, that this is all innocent, just one innocent mistake. Now, we'll see. I want a thorough investigation, Rob Parker. I want a thorough investigation from the NFL. And I'm telling you, if it comes out that Bill Belichick and the Patriots were cheating once again.
Because they've been busted already with Spygate. Everybody acts like that didn't happen. Belichick was fined the largest fine for any coach in the history of the National Football League. $500,000, and they lost draft picks, Chris. So remember that. They were found guilty in that case.
And here's the other thing, Rob. There were reports that came out that said if the organization's rule was if you get caught, tell them it's for one of our shows. Right?
Yep.
If you get caught, tell them it's for one of our shows. You got a plan in place just in case you get caught. And Diana Russini from ESPN, who was one of the first reporters on this story, she tweeted out yesterday that the videographer who was filming, first of all, the scout, and then filmed the Bengals sideline during the game Sunday, that when Bengals security interviewed him, that he asked them, look, just let me destroy the footage and all will be forgotten.
What?
I'm sorry, Rob, it's just too much. Even a Patriots fan. And again, maybe it's innocent. I don't know for a fact. I'm just looking at the evidence. I'm not trying to condemn the Patriots, but I'm just looking at the evidence and saying, my goodness, what is going on?
And let's not forget about this. Given their history, Chris, it's hard to act like this is just so random and out of nowhere. Right. You can't.
In baseball, obviously the Astros, they may even be guilty of something worse or at least on this level. It looks like maybe even worse.
I think it's worse.
Right.
When they set up a camera and they're banging garbage cans and blowing whistles.
No
seriously.
Doubt. It's worse.
And that's organizational. Everybody had to be in on that.
Yep. But you hear of other teams, the Red Sox got caught. The other reporters that cover baseball think this may be something that goes on all over the league. In football, though, the NFL, who have we heard about doing this other than the Patriots?
Nobody, Chris Broussard, and that's the greatest point for me to jump in. This is about the Patriots. How many times? And people go, well, why would they need to cheat to beat the Bengals? They're 1-11. Spygate came off of them spying on the Jets, who were 4-11 at the time. It's because they think they're smarter than everybody, Chris. They're arrogant. They can get away with it. They cheat because they can. It ain't because they totally need to. Why else? You've been caught. Stop it. Why would you continue doing this?
It's like you said, arrogance.
It is.
Insecurity. Like you said, you do it because you can.
Because you can.
Do you have a problem with authority? Are you flouting the rules, getting away with something? You know, is it the thrill of the chase, so to speak? I mean, why? I don't know. And I'll say this. I don't know how big of an advantage you're getting because you got game film on every team in the league dating back years.
But I guess
your advanced scouts, they are picking up tendencies on the sidelines just with their eyes and writing down notes. You're not gaining that much. I'm not going to say you don't gain anything.
But
here's the thing, Rob.
Because they have to be gaining something. Otherwise, it wouldn't be against the rules, right?
Right. And also, when you're dealing with world-class athletes, and we are, the difference between winning it all and not even making the playoffs is minuscule. I mean, relatively speaking. Look at track and field, for instance. The difference between a gold medal in the 100-meter dash is like, and not even medaling is like 0.2 seconds. I mean, we are talking about very small differences between the greats and just the also-rans. So even if they just get a small advantage, and they've won Super Bowls by the skin of their teeth.
And here's the other one, Chris. Let's not forget. The division is not wrapped up. The Buffalo Bills didn't go and hide. They're only one game out. And worse, the Patriots only lead the Chiefs by one game for the best over right to be able to have home field. Right? For number two is home field.
Yep.
It's a big spot, the one game. You think it's not? It's huge.
Well, it also may be, and Nick Wright, I was on First Things First with him today. He brought up a good point. He said, this may not be about this game. This may be about years down the line. They've got film going back years, decades, that they'll look at for tendencies. Zach Taylor, rookie coach, right? You're looking for tendencies. You know, this may be something they use next year or 4 years from now. But it's, Rob, here's the thing. If they find out that this is just something going on from Belichick on down and he was involved and he knew what was going on and all that, if, I'm throwing that out, if, I think he should be suspended for a season.
I got better for you.
At least.
Since this is his second, he should be suspended indefinitely until they see where this guy's head is, do a thorough investigation, talk to ex-employees to find out how deep-rooted this is. The NFL should go as far as possible into dig into Bill Belichick and what he's done, talk to as many people, Chris, as possible, because you can't have cheating in a professional, in any sport,
right,
where everybody else has to play by one set of rules and you're cheating. I'm serious. And if
that's
I were,
not bad. I don't disagree with that.
And if I were a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter when the time come, I would have a hard time if he's found guilty, Chris. We're assuming, right, that he's found guilty and he's involved in this. Then I'd have a hard time voting for him, especially for the Hall of Fame, the first ballot. I don't know how in the world you could look at it, because it wouldn't be one incident. It would be two huge incidents.
Do you vote for Alex Rodriguez, or will you?
Right now, I have to look at the timeline because I'm still fuzzy about it. Like, when he tested, because if you tested positive once they broke the rules in baseball, I do not vote for you.
But what, so...
I don't know if
you're
he ever.
You're saying when it was when it wasn't illegal.
Yes, like I voted for Bonds and I voted for Sosa and Clemens, but Manny Ramirez and who's the other guy? I just forgot. Rafael Palmeiro, Chris, both got busted after they put in the new rules banning HGH and the juice.
But Sosa and those guys knew when they were doing it that it was wrong.
No, but they didn't
even
test for it.
Whether it was still.
No, but then to me, there's a big difference. They weren't testing for it. So.
All right. I don't know if I keep him out of Hall. I mean, what he's done, he's done.
He had two cheating scandals?
No, I say three. Deflategate.
Yeah, Deflategate's in there.
I mean, if this latest thing is legit. So we'll see. I don't know for a fact. I'm just saying the evidence is piling
hey,
up.
Hey, our colleague.
You're asking a lot for us not to believe this.
Our colleague Shannon Sharp on Undisputed said that Bill Belichick should be fired if he's found guilty of this. He should be fired
right.
from the
well,
Patriots.
Well, I assume he meant banned from the league.
Right, banned. I'm sorry. Right, banned from the league is what,
right.
stronger. Banned from, you're right. right.
I like yours, indefinite suspension. That could be a year.
Until you find out, right? Until you find out how deep-seated this is.
Right. I mean, this is, again, and we're bringing up, you know, whether it's arrogance, whether it's insecurity, whatever. Why? You're, most people's opinion, the best coach ever. Why are you doing this? You know, so I think, you know, you do have to find out what's going on in his head. All right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do the Patriots deserve the benefit of the doubt in this latest Spygate, Scoutgate, whatever you want to call it, incident? And if not, what should their punishment be? If they're guilty, if, I'm throwing that out there for all you Patriots fans, if they're guilty, what should the punishment be? We'll continue the conversation with you next as the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And GEICO offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? GEICO's got you covered. An RV? Covered. A boat? Covered. And there's so much more GEICO could help you with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to GEICO.com today and see how much you could save. That's GEICO.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Speaking of oddballs, the NFC East, it is a mess. And last night was just another example. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles outlasted. That's the word I'm going to lose. I'm not using beat. I'm not using bested. I'm using outlasted, hung on, edged.
They were down 17
to
3.
Got by the chin on their chinny chin chins. That's the problem, Rob Parker. The Philadelphia Eagles, with, according to you and Shannon Sharp, a generational quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles, still in the hunt for the NFC East title and a playoff spot. The Philadelphia Eagles, coming off of three straight losses, including a humbling wake-up call to the hapless Miami Dolphins just a week before. The Philadelphia 76ers, or Eagles.
You got it all mixed up.
Facing a 38-year-old quarterback who hasn't played since week two, who was 8-25 in the last 3 years as a starter. The Philadelphia Eagles, who were facing a 2-11 New York Giants team, 1-6 on the road. The Philadelphia Eagles, playing at home, needed a last-minute drive and overtime to beat the weak, horrible, putrid New York Giants? And you're going to brag about that?
What have
Please.
I always told you?
You were impressed by that?
I was
Please.
Impressed because it was a miserable night. They fell into a big hole.
Oh, whoa,
they could have lost. They could have lost to the Giants.
God forbid they 17 had to play to 3. In cold weather.
And they
oh
bounced back and they shut the Giants out in the second half. And they won the game that they needed to win. And now they're tied for the division. It doesn't matter, Chris. It's about winning.
It was an
It's about wins and losses. I keep telling you that. And they won. Wins
Giants
in a lifetime.
Pennsylvania. You don't say that when it's Tom Brady.
Because they cheat.
Don't go there. When Tom Brady wins, he's got to throw three touchdowns, 300 yards, or you give him no credit. But you're going to claim that weak, pathetic victory last night? Yeah, I get it. I've covered the NFL or pro sports long enough to know that a win is a win. But this team is not playing good football.
Chris, are they going to win the division?
No.
Yes, they will.
Not. I'm more convinced than ever that the Dallas Cowboys, as challenged as they are, I'm not saying they're some great team, but they're going to win the NFC East. Book it.
I want to bet something on that. Me and you, here we go. They both got the same record. What do you want to bet on that?
Nothing.
I knew it. I knew you were going
to
say that.
I don't need to bet everything. I'm not addicted to betting like you.
Am I addicted?
Every
I need rehab.
Every time I disagree with somebody, the first thought in my mind is not, let's bet. And the second thought is not, chicken wings.
Okay.
All right? I'm just telling you.
But it should be.
The Dallas Cowboys are better than the Philadelphia Eagles. They're more talented, and they got a better quarterback, and they got a better team, and they're going to win the NFC East.
This will be another.
The Eagles could beat the Cowboys and lose one of their other games. They're hapless.
Chris.
Hapless, I tell you.
This is how your NFL this year was so off and so
really?
Bad and rancid.
Am I the one that picked the Chargers to make the Super Bowl?
You picked the Chargers to make
that?
The playoffs.
Did you picked them to make the Super
you
Bowl.
You picked Cleveland to make the playoffs.
You picked the Rams not to make
the playoffs.
Are the Rams in it?
Yes, the Rams are going to make the playoffs.
They're not in it right now, so stop. No, you can't criticize on that. Your Chargers are horrible.
I give you so many picks you got wrong. I bet you when we redo the NFL.
We did it like 3 weeks ago, and I had more right than
no,
you.
No, you did not.
Preseason predictions you, right
you told
than
me
you.
Dak Prescott was going to be was on his way to elite. You still feel that way?
Yeah.
He ain't elite the way he's played. Stop it.
I haven't given him some a generational you told nickname. Me you like lost. You have Carson Wentz. Wentz in a lifetime.
You
Wentz
lost.
In a lifetime? Are you serious?
You also lost on the pass. Patrick Mahomes going to throw 50 touchdowns. He's going to throw 50 touchdowns. Was I right, Rob G, or not?
He got hurt.
I told you.
Will you get back to the topic? Because you can't defend the Eagles.
The Eagles
so
are
you trying to go elsewhere.
All they got to do is win the division. That's all they got to do. And you know what? Right here, right now, they lead the NFC least. Sorry, Chris, it's about winning the division. That's all they have to do is get in, and then you can
How
get
do they
high.
Lead? They don't lead.
It's a tie.
Yeah,
they're in
who's
first
got
place.
The tiebreaker right it's now?
No, but they play Dallas again. All they got to do is beat
I'm
Dallas and
right
Philadelphia.
This moment, and who's got the tiebreaker?
Right now, but all
right,
they got to do is
who,
beat
who,
Dallas.
Who?
I'm telling you.
Who?
I said Dallas.
You know you didn't. You said the Eagles lead the division. They don't.
It's tied.
You just fudging the facts. It's not even tied. Right now,
it is
Dallas
both.
Has the tiebreaker. They beat them head
no,
to head.
No, but they have the
and
same
they got
record.
The better divisional record.
They have the same
so
record.
Stop it.
No, they're,
stop
right
it.
Now they're tied
You're
for first place.
You're fudging the facts as always to fit your narrative.
No, I'm not fudging anything. I don't even like fudge. I like vanilla cookies.
Then you come man. With. Then you followed up with corny jokes. My gosh.
Alex, you don't give me any love. I do a pop-up shop
I mean,
in the kitchen.
I mean, say something funny. He'll give you love.
Alex.
It's been
nothing.
Weeks since
Rob,
you had
Rob, I'm
a
trying here,
joke.
Man. Just the G jokes, they're rough.
You're supposed to, what's your call? You're supposed to be like.
Your ex ones aren't any good either.
I need to go. I'm going back to blue, you know? That's what I need to go back to blue jokes.
Defend your Eagles. I mean, all you can give me is they won.
That's what they had to do. That the last thing they could do is lose to the Giants.
You were
and they played the Giants
impressed.
Again. Yes.
Give me some reason. If
they
I'm
were
an
down
Eagles
17-3 and couldn't move the
yeah,
ball. They looked
they
horrible.
Were down 17-3
and they
to
came
Eli
back.
Manning?
But they pitched a shutout in the second half and they got the win. That's what it's about, Chris. What don't you understand? They should have lost. They were down 17-3 going nowhere fast. They pitched a defensive shutout and they got the touchdowns that they needed at the end of the game.
Rob
with two
Parker,
minutes to go. It was a big win. The biggest win of the year by the Eagles, in fact.
Oh, that says a lot. That tells you how bad the season's been. Your biggest win of the year was at home against the New York Giants, who are 2-11. Case closed. Case closed. I want consistency from you, Rob Parker. You cannot sit up here and kill the New England Patriots and Tom Brady for a victory that's ugly, but yet you praise the Philadelphia Eagles. You praise the Green Bay Packers for ugly W's. I want consistency. I don't mind you giving the Eagles and the Packers credit, but you got to do the same thing with the Patriots in the same circumstances. That's all I'm asking.
Did they win last week, the Patriots, or did I miss something?
I'm not sticking by the Patriots in the midst of what may be another cheating scandal. I'm coming correct. I'm coming with truth. I don't just stick to some story to follow my narrative.
You have a narrative.
Right is right.
You
right
have a narrative.
Wrong is wrong.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Chris,
and your boys, the Eagles, were wrong.
The Eagles,
and
as I said,
defend them is wrong.
Another,
they looked bad last night.
Another one of your picks will be wrong. You picked the Cowboys. I picked the Eagles. That'll be another one you were wrong on.
Rob
when you
G.
go and look through the NFL picks that we made, you're going to be wrong probably about 60% of your picks.
Rob
That's
G.
how bad they are right now.
Get on the mic, Rob G. Who we did it about 3 weeks ago. Who had the most preseason picks
Chris
right?
Chris had Baltimore.
Me or Rob? No, Rob.
Chris did.
No,
thank
not
you.
Not. What are you
thank
talking
you.
About, Rob
I
G?
Did. We went through it.
No, we did not,
you,
Rob. Are you all right?
I'm gonna keep it real. You've been beating me in the pigskin pickoff.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thanks. By big margin. Thanks.
Yeah, no, you have. Because I'm about truth, Rob. I'm not about some fantasy, some narrative. I'm about truth. I'll give you credit. You are beating me in the pigskin pickoff. I got the Super Bowl hangover because I demolished you last year. I got the only
Whatever.
Ring on the show.
We're talking about.
I got cocky. I'll give you that.
You're talking
but
about
when
truth.
When it came to preseason play picks, mine have been better than yours thus far.
When you go back to that list, you're going to see that Chris is getting walloped just like he is in the pigskin picks.
We did it, Rob.
No.
You're making junk up.
No, I'm not. You were wrong.
The regular listeners know.
No, they don't.
You picked the Chargers to reach the Super Bowl.
You picked the Chargers. You picked Cleveland. You picked, who's the other team you picked?
No, I was wrong about some.
Pittsburgh.
I picked Pittsburgh. Might make it.
Pittsburgh
is actually in right now.
You picked the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Your pick. They're not even going to make the playoffs. Your Super Bowl pick.
Than the Chargers.
No, that's not it, Chris. Are they going to make the Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Probably not.
No, not probably. Yes or no?
Are the Chargers?
I'm asking you about the Cowboys. Yes or no? Will they make the playoffs? That was your pick.
They don't look like it right now, but they were my pick. I mean,
stick with your pick.
Are your Chargers going to make the
waffling.
Super Bowl?
Stop waffling.
Are the Chargers going to make the Super Bowl?
They're out of the playoff race already. They can't make it.
Enough said. This is
I'm
ridiculous.
Asking you about the Cowboys.
I'm not doing some Laurel and Hardy routine with you.
You mean,
come on, man.
You mean Abbott and Costello. I don't
Third base. Both of them. Yeah. Wasn't Laurel and Hardy some comedians too?
Yeah, but they were silent. They didn't talk, did they?
Abbott and Costello. That was on Sunday morning.
Yes, too. Channel 11.
When we were little kids. Well, when I was a little kid, you were like covering the Giants.
Chris, you were so you were a kid.
I'm funnier than
you.
That's the sad thing.
You were a kid.
I'm funnier than you. I don't even try to be a comedian, and I'm funnier than you.
You were a kid, and
I got you laughing.
I was covering the Giants. I wasn't even in college or
not yet.
High school.
You were applying to college. I bet you that.
Well,
all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do the Eagles deserve any credit for beating the lowly Giants last night? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob, let's talk a little bit of baseball. Hot stove.
Yes, everybody's down in San Diego for the winter meetings, Chris. We see money thrown around, a lot of big money once again this offseason, and not like last year, you remember, where people waited till the spring training started, right?
Right, right, right.
So what do you think?
I love Strasburg getting his money. I've liked his pitching since he came into the league, and obviously he struggled with health, but that's really the only problem I've had with him is can he stay healthy? And obviously he was, phenomenal.
First pitcher, right?
To
go 5-0 in the postseason. He was lights out, Chris. Won all the big games for the Nationals. They said that they couldn't sign both guys because Anthony Rendon is also a free agent. So they kept their guy, right?
I think they went as good as Rendon is, and he is great
he
too.
Is.
They went with the right guy. Strasburg, obviously.
Baseball's about pitching, Chris.
It is. And Garrett Cole, Strasburg got 7 years, $245 million, the most ever for a pitcher. They're talking about Garrett Cole's going to top $300 million. So I don't think he's that much better than Strasburg. And I got to be honest, I don't know if he's better than Strasburg.
I'm going to tell you why he'll get more, though. Here's the reason. He's 22 months, so almost 2 years younger, right? And he doesn't have a medical history like Strasburg. He hasn't had any injuries, knock on wood. So it sounds crazy, right? But, Chris, when you talk about 2 years younger, and he hasn't been to the DL banged up and as much as like Strasburg has been. And so I think that's the reason why he's going to command more, even though Strasburg was lights out. Does that make sense?
No, it does, because, like you said, he's younger. I actually think Strasburg may be getting stronger, that, he could be entering a part of his career where he may not have health issues, certainly.
He might
not
be
like
over them. He might be
right,
over them. Right,
right.
It happens
My
sometimes.
Only thing with Garrett Cole, because he's been great. He was great last year, great last 2 years, really. I've just seen a lot, Rob, like Madison Bumgarner.
Right.
Tim Lincecum, Johan Santana. We've seen a lot of guys, and you could say the same thing about Strasburg if you want. I think he's got a little longer track record, but we've seen a lot of guys, even at 27 years old, 28, who just fell off. And it's Garrett Cole. What if they give him $300 million, what's the talk? How many years?
Eight. So it's eight years. 8 years, $300 million. And one of the teams that's involed is the Yankees.
The Yankees want him hard. I think the Yankees might get him. But I'm saying in 5 years, is he going to be what he is right now?
Yeah.
I think that's a big question.
I think for a lot of teams, if you can win a World Series or two, Chris, you know what I mean, and the guy performs for you, it's worth it. You don't expect him to be able to be that good for the entire 8 years. It's just not eight.
Right.
If you could get 4 or 5 really good years out of him, I think most teams would be happy with that.
I think the Yankees will get him. I think they're determined.
Usually, when they want somebody, right, they do get him.
Because look, we know they can pay him more.
Right. They got
than
the
anybody.
Money.
Yeah. And look. Would I want to give him $300 million? I'd be hesitant. 8 years, I'd be hesitant. But if the Yankees do get him, it's obviously a great get for them. We know they have the hitting. You add that pitching, and they're going to be tough.
No doubt.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 1 hour left. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.